Darryl, you know, you're brought in here to kind of help establish a defensive identity. How important is this kind of win today to show when, you know, you're not shooting well, you're missing free throws, but defensively you can force your way back into the game and get a signature win?
It's big. You know, I didn't play a lot of college games. I didn't see a lot of, you know, different things, different endings. You know, I didn't want it a bunch of different ways. I think it was big for our young guys to see that, you know, if we just stay persistent, you know, keep guarding and get stops when we're supposed to, we got a chance to win. I don't really think anything went our way today. We missed a lot of free throws. We missed a lot of shots that we usually make or that we work on a lot. But our theme of the week was just audacity. And I just like how we had the audacity to, you know, to stay confident and find a way to get that win today.
I mean, Illinois was really, really hot early in the second half, got it up to 12. Just what were y'all saying at that point? What was the mood of the team? Because after that 12-point run, they got up to 12, you answered right back, and you were a big part of that.
Yeah. Well, when we got in the huddle, I just told them they the number 10 team in the country for a reason. I knew coming out in the second half they was going to make a run. It was just about how we responded to it. And I think we responded pretty well. Some of that run was part my fault. You know, I let Frazier go a couple times, let him get some shots that I shouldn't allow. But I just like how we fought. You know, we got in a bonus. We got to the free throw line. And we just responded. We always talk about response as a team. And I just like how we found a way to get this win and just responded the appropriate way. We stuck together. So it was great.
Kerr was really active back there and, you know, blocking shots, getting steals. When he's playing like that, how does that energize the defense?
I love it. You know, being a defensive team and, you know, having a guy like Kerr on the back end cleaning up everything is phenomenal. He played terrific in the second half. I think he had 4 or 5 blocks alone just in the second half. So it was great to see him. You know, he's getting back to himself. So I loved it. You know, he stepped up, made some big free throws. Being a veteran guy, you know, he just got to keep playing with confidence. And it's going to come. So it was great seeing him play that way today.
Darryl in the back here. The guy to your right, it's his first big win as a head coach of Marquette, but it's also your first big win at Marquette. What does it mean to you to do this together?
It means a lot. You know, I got here this summer with this group of guys, and they all just took me in and embraced who I was as a person and just respected me. So just playing with these guys, you know, living with them, you know, practicing, competing every day, it's great to get a win like this because we know how hard we work. We know that we're capable of it. So for it to finally show, it's good. And I think this should be, like, confidence building for us and our young guys, because, like I said, not too much went our way. We couldn't make free throws. We was missing open shots. But, like I said, the theme of this game was audacity. I just like how we had the audacity to keep fighting and win this game.
Darryl, you and Trent Frazier have had your battles over the years when you were in Maryland, and he went scoreless down the last 10 minutes of the game. Did some of that familiarity with him kind of help you shut him down in those last 10 minutes?
I mean, I feel like he got going. I lost him a couple times early in the second half when they made their run. I was trying to, you know, cheat plays and beat him in the spots. I think, you know, as a team, we kind of just locked in and played man-to-man defense and was gritty. You know, I just tried to keep him in front, make it as tough as I could for him. He's a good player, though. But it was great, you know, to get the win. I'm all about winning, so I knew we needed stops. So we was losing. You can't win if you're down and you don't get no stops. So I was just focused on getting stops, making it as tough as I could for him. And luckily, you know, things went our way and we found a way to get a victory.
Darryl, at the end there, you guys were up one. And the last couple seconds, that was probably the biggest defensive possession that you guys had all game. What was the feeling and mindset going into that final possession and the feeling when you guys were able to punch it out and just secure the win with the steal?
So when Tyler got fouled, we kind of huddled up at the free throw line and we just talked about one stop. I looked at all the guys, and I'm like, bro, we worked too hard to fight back to give it up on one possession. We talked about getting one stop and finishing it with a rebound. But, you know, Stevie is a hell of an on-ball defender. And I'm really proud of him, you know. He stepped up to the line late. He missed two free throws. I just told him, forget about it. You know, make a play. That's what he did. He guarded the hell out of the ball on that possession. He got a steal, and he got us the win. So that was all we really talked about.
That's it for
Daryl.
Thanks, Daryl. Yep. Really proud of Daryl and his teammates for believing in each other and believing in themselves. You know, as he mentioned, the theme of this game, we always have a game theme, was audacity. Not a lot of people outside our locker room gave us much of a chance to win this game, playing against a top 10 team. But the guys believed, and the guys stayed together. I thought Illinois made a heck of a run, you know, just making shots and making plays to take a big lead, 12-point lead, with halfway through the second half. But our guys just hung in there. And it's human nature to get frustrated when some plays aren't going your way on the offensive end. But as a team that has a desperation to win, you can't allow that to affect defense. And I thought our guys throughout the game did not let it affect our defensive end, and obviously came up big with 10 out of the last 11 stops.
Shaka, you know, you've talked a lot about establishing a culture here. How big is a win like this for, you know, you didn't shoot well, you didn't knock down free throws, but defensively you guys turned them over, got steals in the final minute, ended the game on a kill. How big is that to kind of sell your vision?
Yeah, it's big because, you know, when you have games that, you know, come down to the end like this, and where you don't shoot the ball very well, miss some free throws, you know, some guys don't necessarily have their best offensive night. You know, for guys to learn that they can win anyway, which is a key phrase for us, win anyway, that gives you more belief the next time you're in that situation. And I'm really proud of our guys because, let's face it, we've not been in a game like this together as a group. Daryl's been in games like this at Maryland. You know, other guys that have played college basketball elsewhere or here have been in games like this, but nobody together as a team on our group. And our guys, you know, they just stayed together. They're the way they were talking in the huddles, they believed that they could win. That was a big key.
Coach, in the back here. After the game, I kind of followed you around center court. It looked like you took a moment and looked around. Just wondering what's running through your mind.
Just trying to enjoy the moment. I thought our crowd was phenomenal, and particularly our students, but everybody in the building. There was great energy. And so after the game, just, you know, I'm big. I emphasize this a lot with the team and with myself, of just being present. And so I was just trying to, you know, be in that moment and kind of soak that in. Look at the crowd, look at our guys, look at our students enjoying the win. And try to refrain from what I normally do, which is thinking about, like, the next game, like, immediately when the game ends. But it's I told Dr. Lovell and Bill, just I'm really grateful to be here at Marquette, to have this opportunity to coach these guys. And this is just the beginning for us. And there's going to be twists and turns and ups and downs. We're probably not going to win every game. But I think this is a really good step for us, for our guys to understand that we can win a game like this, and we can come back when we're down double figures against a good team.
Coach, one of the biggest things you pride yourself in is the defense, especially your defense. And you were able to turn the ball over 26 times against Illinois. So how does it feel knowing when you go into more of the top teams in the country like Villanova and UConn that you can play with one of the top teams
in the country? Yeah. I mean, interestingly, if we could have defensive rebounded a lot better than we did tonight, then our defense could have been significantly better. But, you know, the way that our guys got our hands on the basketball, I believe we were right at our deflection goal, number of 32. It's amazing how that works. Like, we needed every one of those, including the one down the stretch that Tyler had. But if we can have that type of activity, I thought a big key, Illinois is one of the best pick-and-roll teams in the country, and I thought Kerr and Oso guarding the screener did a heck of a job, just as we say, impacting the screen and not allowing their guards to come off with a lot of comfort. One time Kerr even plucked the guy and took it from him, which is rare for someone so big. But yeah, I mean, our guys were really committed to defense. I thought in our first two games, our defense was not as good as it needed to be. Tonight, a lot better against a higher quality team. There's certainly a lot of room for growth, particularly on the rebounding side. But, you know, it's November, so we just want to keep getting better.
Coach, since October, you've been talking about Tyler's shooting ability and everything he can do on the court. When he got that steal that led to that layup and they got the foul, what was going through your head, and how confident were you in his leadership in those moments?
Yeah, I'm happy for him because he took a heck of a hit to his leg in the last game. And he has been – him and Brandon Yoder, our athletic trainer, they have been working around the clock. I don't think he's slept, Tyler. I mean, he's been getting treatment, like, nonstop on that knee. He didn't practice the last 2 days. He was not 100%, but he's such a gritty, tough kid. You know, and he actually – he had some of his best defensive possessions down the stretch that I've ever seen him have. I'm on him a lot about defense. You know, I always ask him, are you offensive-minded or defensive-minded? In basketball, you can be both. But I'm really proud of the way he just showed grittiness. He's our best passer by far. And then for him to make those back-to-back threes, we needed those because obviously we were struggling shooting the ball.
You said you have a theme for every game. Tonight's was audacity. Is that something that's always been part of your career, to have kind of a theme for each game, or is that something you kind of started this year?
Started it a few years ago. I'm a big believer in saying the same thing in different ways, because I think with young people, if you say the same thing the same way, eventually it kind of loses its effect. But the reality is what goes into winning doesn't really change. So it's not like, you know, we can have a theme of like, you know, something that's completely different. So our themes, you know, are a lot of the things that we already promote and preach to these guys on a daily basis. Sometimes it has to do like more with the mentality. Other times it has to do with, you know, the physicality we need to play with. And the theme only works if the guys make it work. And tonight they did.
Shaq, you mentioned Kerr. I'm sure Kerr would tell you he didn't play as well as he could have the first couple games.
Yeah, he was awesome, man.
How does that energize your defense when he's using his length on the back line?
I think when he is lost in a fight, he's as good a shot blocker as there is in college basketball. And I saw it firsthand coaching against him when he was at Oklahoma. And that's one of the reasons that we were so excited about him deciding to come here. You know, the last couple games, Kerr has very, very high expectations for himself, and he felt like he was letting his team down, and he let it kind of snowball into, you know, a little bit of frustration. And what happened is it took him out of the present play. And I just, you know, I just told him these last couple of days, and he and I had – we had a little bit of a confrontation the other day in practice because I was trying to get him to just change his mentality. But I told him, just focus on what you can control in the current moment. And I thought, again, with his pick-and-roll defense, he did a great job of that. And then just staying with plays and the way he blocked shots, that was special.
Shaka, how were you guys able to bother Andre Kerbel, who a lot of people think can be one of the best point guards in the country?
He is one of the best point guards in the country. He's terrific. But we just tried to, you know, our plan was to start Daryl on him, which we did. But then Frazier got going so much, we had to make a switch there. And, you know, we were fortunate. Curbelo picked up foul trouble in the first half. So I think anytime that happens to a player, it can affect their rhythm a little bit. And then in the second half, I thought Stevie Mitchell and our team did a nice job, and again, our bigs did a nice job of trying to impact him on the screen. He got in the lane a lot, and he got downhill a lot, but we didn't stop on the play, and we made some of his shots tougher, contested shots. You know, I'm sure as the year goes on, he'll make a lot of those, but, You know, tonight, you know, to be able to force him to 4 for 18 was huge. And we knew, you know, with Kofi being out, that, you know, Curbelo and Frazier were going to be the two guys we had to do a great job on. And we did a heck of a job on one of them. The other one had a great game.
That's it. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.